GM, and welcome to Crypto Grind Daily. I'm Alex, here to help you navigate the whirlwind that is the crypto world. This week, we've got some seismic shifts that might just make you question your reality, or at least your portfolio decisions. Let's dive in. Kicking things off, Bitcoin ETFs have experienced a massive outflow totaling $4.4 billion over just 13 days. This isn't your run-of-the-mill fluctuation. This is a financial exodus, and BlackRock's iBit is leading the charge, contributing a staggering $3.3 billion to the outflow. Gotta love how the titans of finance can swing the pendulum just by moving their chips around. If you've been in this space for more than a hot second, you know this kind of market behavior tilts the scales in unpredictable ways. For Web3 developers and founders, it's a reminder that the institutional embrace can be as fickle as it is lucrative. The more they're in, the more they can take out, and sometimes they do it on a whim. Speaking of market drama, Arthur Hayes is back in the spotlight, and not for the reasons any of us would envy. Crypto sleuth Zach XBT has accused Hayes of pumping and dumping tokens, including WLD, which then took a nosedive to the tune of 20%. Now, Hayes is no stranger to controversy, but while the crypto community loves a good scandal, it's a stark reminder of the importance of due diligence. If you're a builder, the lesson here is to prioritize transparency in your protocols. It's your most robust defense against the fallout of market manipulation. Switching gears to a bit of political intrigue, Donald Trump's stablecoin, USD1, just showed its true colors with a hidden freeze button. HTX, the exchange where Justin Sun holds a seat on the advisory board, was blindsided when WLFI decided to put HTX's addresses on ice, citing a sanctions compliance review. If you're thinking this sounds like the Wild West, you're not wrong. This move exposes the authoritarian levers that can exist in seemingly decentralized projects. For developers, it's a cautionary tale about the importance of true decentralization and the risks of centralized control cloaked in stablecoin promises. As if that weren't enough, Bitcoin's RSI, or Relative Strength Index, has hit a precarious 16, a level we haven't seen since the bear market of 2022. This week, Bitcoin plunged from 71,000 to 59,100, a 19.3% free fall that has left half of all Bitcoin sitting at an unrealized loss. The Fear and Greed Index is flashing a bright warning 12, signaling extreme fear. For traders, 351,233 of whom were liquidated in a brutal 24-hour window, it's not exactly the best time to be overleveraged. For builders, these swings emphasize the volatility that remains intrinsic to crypto markets. This is a wake-up call to focus on creating value and utility that can withstand the emotional roller coaster of crypto investing. So what does this week's tumult mean for jobs and builders in crypto? Well, if you're a developer or founder, it's a classic lesson in resilience. The idea is to build products that provide real value, not just speculative hype. For job seekers, the takeaway is to align yourself with projects that have a clear and sustainable roadmap. Amidst the chaos, there's always opportunity for those who can discern substance from noise. And there you have it, another week in the crypto sphere that reminds us why this industry is as thrilling as it is unpredictable. Keep building, keep innovating, and remember, volatility is just another part of the grind. I'm Alex. See you tomorrow.